Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going down, everybody? Welcome into the Millionaire Mindcast show that focuses on all things mindset, money, and motivation to help you increase your income, impact, and influence, really in whatever space it is that you're playing in, right? Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an employee, I cover all kinds of inspirational and informative topics that are important for living a healthy, wealthy, legendary life, whatever that means to you, right? Because everybody has a different definition of that. But if you're looking for some mind-bending information to sharpen your saw, to put more tools on your tool belt, or just to expand your thinking and your creativity and, you know, your inspiration, you are definitely in the right space. I am excited to be welcoming in my guest today. But before I get kicked off with our Millionaire Millennial Month, we have some amazing badass millennials coming in for shows over the next month or so. And I'm excited for you guys to be learning from, you know, some of these young 20-somethings who have created not only seven-figure wealth, right? Not just selling some of these, you know, seven-figure type products and revenue streams, but to actually creating these kind of wealth and these kind of lifestyles. You guys are in for a treat, all different kinds of spaces. And today's guest that we're kicking this kind of month off with is an absolute rock star. There's definitely some explicit, you know, words used in this one. And the dude, he rubbed off on me, all right? Brandon, if you're listening to this, you rubbed off on me, brother, because you got me cussing. But we had a good time. We definitely share a lot of parallels and have very similar stories. But before I share Brandon's background, as always, if you're new to the show, I always love giving away some free, you know, content or a free resource or guide. And this month's free resource is the How to Find a Mentor. It's a conversation that a lot of people are having. They don't know where to start with a mentor. They don't know how to find a mentor. And I got a guide created for you guys, 5 steps that will help you get that much closer and that much clearer on who the right mentor is for you and how you can find them. So if you want that free guide, you can download it. All you got to do is text the word mentors to 44222. Text the word mentors to 44222. It'll ask you for your email address, and then it'll pop it right over into your inbox. Real cool guide that gives you details on how you can go out and find your next mentor and whatever it is that you're looking to be mentored in. All right, so today's guest, Mr. Brandon T. Adams. The dude is a serial entrepreneur. He owns a stake in a number of businesses, but he's got his own podcast called Live to Grind. Real cool. Check that out. But his entrepreneurial journey is one that is amazing, and it wasn't always amazing. And I love that he shared his failures, a lot of the, you know, challenges that he experienced at a young age. He grew up in an ice business, very small town. I think he said it was in Iowa. And he ended up taking over that ice business. He ended up creating a very cool product that is still sold on Amazon. They did very well. And that really opened the door to many new opportunities in this entrepreneurial space. But he's the co-host and one of the two executive producers of Ambitious Adventures. That's a reality television program focused on the compelling stories of young entrepreneurs all around the country. They actually have, here if I can find, they are doing something called Success in Your City. So they are going and they're looking for different entrepreneurs in different cities all around the country. They're going to be living in one city, highlighting and helping an entrepreneur scale their business, help them get more influence, income, impact, right? And if you want to check that out, successinyourcity.com. But like I said, he's focused on, you know, content and video, and that's a big topic of conversation, and we really dove into it today. So if you're not doing video and you're thinking about, you know, shutting the podcast down right now because you're not interested, I highly urge you that if you're that person, you're the one that needs to listen to this more than anybody else, right? But if you are already doing video, if you're already doing this stuff, someone of his level, Emmy Award winning, right? So he's the VP of Business Development for Think Rich Films on the film Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, which is the newest one. So if you've ever read that book by Napoleon Hill, they recreated it with today's influencers, more relevant and updated content. And he's one of the producers, and he was nominated for an Emmy for this. Pretty cool. Young dude. He's in his mid-20s. So the guy is an absolute badass. And, you know, he is not only focused on, you know, his businesses and growing his wealth, but I loved his response and his answers to how he is looking to create more content because he wants to impact and empower more people. So we talked a lot about, you know, his entrepreneurial journey, what took him from being a wantrepreneur to an entrepreneur, and some of the disciplines and habits and some of the things that just shifted for him, which I think we can all relate to. He talked about something called sex transmutation, which is, if you've read the book and Think and Grow Rich, one of those topics that is interesting. And we dove into that a little bit today, and it may not be what you think it is, but it also sounds and is kind of what you probably think it is. But real cool conversation there. And just overall talking about, you know, the two most, what he believes, powerful things that any business owner needs to have and adopt in 2018 and moving forward. And I'm sure you can guess, obviously, video is one of those things, but you guys are in for a treat today. We kick it off. Dude is heavy in personal development, heavy in inspiration, no BS. Disclaimer, if you got kids or little ones or sensitive ears around you in the car, wherever it may be, just know that there were a few F-bombs and a couple other words dropped in this, but all in good context to get you fired up. So like I said, let's not waste any more time. Let's dive into today's episode with Mr. Brandon T. Adams right after these messages. One of the biggest mistakes most entrepreneurs and small businesses make, not staying on top of their finances and accounting. Can you relate? Well, thanks to FreshBooks, this part of your business doesn't have to be a thorn in your side any longer. I think we can all agree, the working world has changed, and with the growth of the internet and today's new business landscape, more and more people are going into business for themselves, becoming small business owners and entrepreneurs. And FreshBooks is a premier accounting software that will simplify and organize all of these needs for you. FreshBooks and their all new version of their cloud accounting software has been redesigned from the ground up and custom built for entrepreneurs and business owners just like you and I. It's ridiculously easy to use, and it's also packed with powerful features that make it so you no longer need to be a CPA or a financial guru to stay on top of your numbers. Whether you want to create and send professional looking invoices in less than 30 seconds, set up online payments to get paid from your clients faster, tracking client invoices and accounting, the list goes on. FreshBooks has your name all over it. And the great thing is they're gracious enough to offer a 30-day unrestricted free trial to all my listeners. So go ahead and claim it. Just go to freshbooks.com/mindcast and enter Millionaire Mindcast in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Have you been wanting to get a mentor but don't know where to start or how to find one? Then come check out the Millionaire Mentors Mastermind. 5 years ago, I was in the exact same boat. I wanted to take my life and my business to that next level, but the challenge was I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to be able to do that. Then one day, someone started telling me that if I wanted to accelerate my success, I needed to get a mentor. Well, fast forward to today, I've had many world-class mentors who have played a major role in my success and development over the years. Not only did my mentors help me hit my goals faster, they shared resources with me that I didn't have access to at the time. They helped me avoid the mistakes I most likely would have made without their guidance. They allowed me to tap into their network and build relationships with people that would have most likely taken years to develop. But most importantly, they inspired me to think bigger, get clearer, and held me accountable to taking action. Like Jim Rohn said, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you want to become a millionaire, then start surrounding yourself with other millionaires, right? If you want to have a successful business, surround yourself with other successful business owners that you can learn from. Whatever it is that you desire out of life, surrounding yourself with the right network of people who have the resources and experience that you lack at that time will be critical to your success. But here's the challenge. Most people don't know where to find a mentor or how to even gain access to them. Well, with the Millionaire Mentors Mastermind, that's no longer a challenge you have to worry about. Learn more at www.millionairementorsmastermind.com or text the word millionaire to 44222. That's millionairementorsmastermind.com or text the word millionaire to 44222. Now back to the show. Excited to have another millennial badass, somebody who's got an amazing track record, which you obviously just heard in our intro, Mr. Brandon T. Adams. What's up, brother?
How's it going, man? This is going to be a lot of fun. Let's do this.
I know, dude. We were like, shoot, we actually should probably record the show now because we were just going off before, just vibing on all the stuff that we got going on. The mindset.
It's crazy. I mean, it's funny when you have entrepreneur that are doing the same things and just the collaboration. I mean, that's like the power of a mastermind. I'm all about doing masterminds and collaborating with people that think highly on a different level and can help each other.
Yeah, dude. And you've obviously collaborated with some amazing minds. You're involved in some amazing things. But, you know, we were just talking about it before, the humble beginnings. Where did you start, dude? How'd you get on this path to where you're at today?
It's funny, man, because I'm as we speak, so I usually am in two different locations. I just got out of an apartment I had in Orlando, Florida, and I've had a house for 5 years now in Iowa. My town is Garnavillo, Iowa. It has 750 people in it. And just so you know, there's not even a grocery store. There's a gas station and a restaurant. And so a small town. And I grew up in ice business. So my dad in 1986 started an ice company. I sold packaged ice, distributorship. And in 89, I was born. So literally growing up, like as soon as I could walk, I was working with him. I didn't play baseball in the summer because I had to deliver ice. And I got to see at a young age what it was like to run a business, to deal with the headaches. I saw my dad, the stress of literally like thinking, I remember when he had to go to the bank to get more money and like when he thought he was going to lose it all and just going through the roller coaster of the entrepreneurship. So I got to say I'm lucky to be bred a Spartan entrepreneur. And so I learned that in just the high school and stuff. I went to college. I didn't really know like what I was going to be doing. My first semester, I got a 1.68 GPA. I did a lot of drugs and alcohol and all that shit. And basically, I almost got kicked out of college. Actually, 5 days before we graduated, and I graduated, but got down to their first year, I got kicked out of the dorms for fighting with a football player. Let's just say, long story short, I ended up getting jumped and like five guys were like kicking the shit out of me. And so that was my college like beginning. Drugs, alcohol, college, like 1.68 GPA, all that. Where things changed for me and where I understood the mindset of success in life and just everything was when I read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Mm. So you've read it, right?
Yep.
Okay, just game changer. I went to a class presentation. If you are in college, by the way, go to the free speeches they have. I mean, you're paying for it in your tuition anyways. Fucking right. Take advantage of that. I went to this class, and it was a guy by the name of Cactus Jack Beringer. He had been on Shark Tank. He made a deal with Barbara Corcoran and Kevin Harrington. He invented products. He had one product called the One Shot Cleaner. He sold over $10 million worth of it on an infomercial. The guy had made a lot of money. He lost a lot of money. Heck, he even had the world's largest arm wrestling competition that he put on. And he talked about the book. He led me to it. And I read it. And at that moment, I realized, you know, it doesn't matter my situation now, where I'm at. What matters is you look at what Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, all these people did. They weren't the smartest people. Like Thomas Edison didn't even graduate from high school. You look at these people, what do they have in common? They had a burning desire. They had a real belief in what they could do, a passion and drive, and they weren't going to stop until they succeeded. And I realized in that moment, it didn't matter that I'm from a small town. It didn't matter that I got a 1.68 GPA. What mattered is I can achieve anything I set my mind to. So that happened going into my junior, senior year of college. And I ended up having Cactus Shack as my mentor. I paid a lot of money to have him as a mentor. I got the money to work with him, which is a great result and investment. But my first endeavor where I really realized that I could apply this was I invented this product called the Arctic Stick. So it's a product to cool and flavor drinks. I spent 3.5-4 years and close to over $100,000 of my money to get that to market. So I was working corporate at the time. I was selling real estate on the side. I had tried that game. I was doing all these things. And everything I made went into my baby. That was my product. Got the product to market. Sells on Amazon today. And that wasn't really my true success. That was my education and learning. But what it led me to is crowdfunding. So it led me to raising money. So I ended up going forward and I did a campaign in 2014. And really, I'll tell you, the last 16 months is where things kind of jump-started for me. It took a long time to get to that point. I did a campaign with my fiance now, and we did it for Arctic Stick. We raised like 26 grand in 33 days. And I saw how hard crowdfunding was, and I saw a lot of people were failing. Mm. So I saw opportunity in the market to fill a niche, become the expert in the industry, and raise money. So in 2015, I spent the whole year building up my brand. I had the podcast show I started February 8th, 2015. I was interviewing people. I had wrote a book on crowdfunding. I believe I'm the only person in the world. I was traveling around the country and going on TV, live TV, talking about crowdfunding and promoting local campaigns, charities. So I was building this brand up. And then the day that I had John Lee Dumas on my podcast show, every show, and by the way, everybody listening, you want to take a note here. The best deals I have made have been on podcast shows. Mm. So after the show, John said, hey, what are you up to? I said, hey, here's what I'm doing. I'm a crowdfunding expert. By the way, I only had one campaign under my belt at that time. I said, I'm a crowdfunding guy. If you ever look to do a campaign, I'm your guy. So I'm actually thinking about doing a Kickstarter for this book called The Freedom Journal. Hmm. Like, oh, okay, well, I can help you. Got off the call. I didn't even ask him. I created a full campaign, like a page for him, sent it over, said, let's do this. We made the deal. 5 months later, we launched campaign. This was like a year after really diving deep into crowdfunding. January 4th, 2016, we raised $100,000 in 33 hours. We ended up raising close to $500,000 in 33 days. We sold over 7,000 books. The book went on to do over $1 million in sales. All of a sudden, I saw my overnight success, and every motherfucker wanted to work with me. Like, it was like, oh, now they want to work with me now. And so I'll get to the end of, you can ask me questions, but where it led me to is I use a specialized knowledge to be able to build up my brand and add value to people. I had a big hit, a campaign with an influencer. John Lee Dumas led more business to me than I could ever imagine. And I ended up working with Kevin Harrington, the richest shark of Shark Tank. I ended up using crowdfunding to crowdfund three companies to get myself investment deals. I used that knowledge to build my brand and now to put me in the position where I create the video. I create video content. But the lesson to be learned there, again, the book changed my life. I learned what's possible. I kept going. And I tell you, there's times that I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. I had negative in my bank account. And I was like, what do I do? And I, part of me like wanted to quit, but I surround myself with people that wouldn't let me quit. And because of that, now I see the success and even the obstacles I'll see in the future and come in the next life, my lifetime, I will always know that it's the greatest success is beyond your darkest times.
Yep.
And it's always a challenge. If you just keep going, you cannot lose. We're talking about Elon Musk. I mean, how many times did he think he was going to lose it all? But he always knew failure is not an option. So if you just know that in your mind, you believe in it and you just keep going, nothing can ever stop you.
It reminds me of that Will Smith video of him just saying, like, I just don't give up. Like, you put me on a treadmill and you get on a treadmill next to me, I will die on that fucking treadmill. Like, please believe it. I will just outwork you. And that's Will what we have Smith, on our side, right?
That's exactly. Will Smith, he said this. He said to actually one of my friends in person, he said their name, we'll call him John. He said, John, you know, most people, they reach about 90% of their full potential of success. They reach success, but they quit on that last 10%. And you know, yeah, that last 10% takes 90% of the effort. You have to, and what happens is people start to see money, they start to see fame, they start to see some success, they get fucking lazy, they stop, and they get corrupted, whether from drugs, alcohol, sex, or whatever it is.
Yep.
And then they don't push through their full potential. So you got to keep your eye on the end game. What is your end game? But also, don't let the distractions get to you. And don't let the things that people see, the fancy stuff and all the other luxurious things get to you, because that could make you weak. So don't let that make you weak, and just always have your eye on the ball.
Now, it's such a great point. And actually, it's funny that you brought that up. I just made a post today on, you know, this time of year where, you know, if you're listening to this, we're recording this in December. This is where most people give themselves permission to, you know, take time off, to let the foot off the gas pedal, to hang out with, you know, family and friends and have that extra drink, eat that extra meal. And right now is the time, if you were to think about it, that is, it requires more of you than any other time of the year. Not only do you have to do your normal commitments, your activities, your tasks, your business strategies, all of that kind of stuff, you do have to spend time with family and friends and recharge and do those things. But now is the fourth quarter, and you talked about kind of that last 10%. You know, it's like most people, if you think about when you find out what somebody is made of or what you're made of, right? The championship teams, or, you know, the ones that cross the goal line and punch it into the end zone for that final win, or the businesses that separate themselves from, you know, the competition throughout the year, or even just doing that last two reps on a bench press, right? That's where you find out where you're made of. And that's usually where, like you said, most people are like, you know what, I'm not going to do those last two reps. I'm going to, they fall back into the media.
It's that, yeah, and them small little things, the bad habits of slacking, it adds up. And I've always, like, I played football, I played rugby. I was always like, if I didn't go in the gym, that could be the difference between losing and being inches away from the touchdown zone. And yep. Also, like, look at Michael Phelps. Great example. I think it was 2008. I was like my year I graduated high school, and Michael Phelps was swimming. You know, I love everything study. He had a great coach, and every night he would mentally envision himself swimming to the finish line and like winning. But he also envisioned along the way obstacles, like if something would happen, and he saw himself overcoming that. Well, what happened on, I don't think everybody knows this, when he was swimming in 2008, I believe, when he was swimming, he was going on to like the second or third lap, his goggles came undone and he couldn't see anything. So he kept going. His instincts kicked in because as his subconscious, like everything he knew, his instincts, he kept going. He won by literally like, it was like a fingernail.
Yep.
And he didn't even know if he'd won. He didn't even know, like, but he won. You know why? He fucking lived to grind. He worked harder than everybody else. He put in the work. And the times where that one person took one day off, he didn't take it off.
Yeah.
Every bit counts. So if you really want to, again, you got to spend time with family. You need to have that. But in the last 30 days, I've probably worked harder in the last 30 days than I have in the last 11 months.
Yep.
Because I know going into this year, they're like, oh, let's set our goals for 2018. Let's do it January 1st. No, you should have been doing it like every single day, man.
Already started, man.
Yeah. So you got to put in the work. You got to have it what you put into it. And one thing I do mentally every single day is I think about if today was going to be my last day on Earth, did I give it all I want to do? Because if I was going to die and be put up wherever we go and they put, okay, here's how you spent your last day. Did you spend it doing something you love? And did you spend it giving it your all? Because I always, like in the football field when I played, I wanted to give it all. When yeah. Anything I do, give it your all. So when you give it your all, and like the Will Smith thing, that last 10% is the hardest. You yeah. got to push, because what happens is the difference between a real entrepreneur and a wantrepreneur, the real entrepreneurs get past that last 10%, which is the hardest motherfucking part of the whole journey.
It's funny. It reminds me of, I saw that you actually, it sounds like as a mentor in your space too, Jeff Hoffman's been a mentor to me for the last few years.
And I love Jeff.
Dude, isn't he great? He's a mentor to everybody. Anybody that knows Jeff, he's a mentor too. And, we were out at a dinner one night and he was telling a story about, when Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson were facing for the second time the championship belt. It was the time that he actually heavyweight title of the world, and that was the one where he got his ear bitten off. But like a couple days leading up to that, he had, you know, gone over to his house and Evander asked him, hey, can you spot me on this, right? And he was doing something like, you know, we would do a set of 12 on, you know, bench press four times. He was doing like 10 for 50 or something like that. And he got, Jeff said, you know, by the final set, he was kind of losing count. He just wasn't really paying much attention. And he got to like 46, and then he was like 47. He thinks he skipped to 49 or 50. And Evander like pauses at the top of his bench press and he goes, Jeff, was that 50 or was that 49? He's like, dude, what does it matter? Like, you're doing way more than the average human being anyways. Like, you're good. He pumps out like five more just to be safe, gets up off the bench press, grabs Jeff by his arm, kind of puts his arm around him, and he goes, if you ever want to be a champion and if you ever want to win in life, the difference between 49 and 50 is me holding that waist around my belt and you losing. And Jeff said, he goes, and I took that mentality into my business with Priceline, into everything that I do now. It's that gold medal mentality, or that champion mentality, is we finish. And not only do we finish, but we finish strong and we go that extra mile. And so
that's a good I've heard the story more. I like, so Jeff is a mentor. He's actually executive producer of our TV show next year. So Jeff, we just had a call with him. Like, this is how crazy this guy is. 2 weeks ago, he's so busy, and we did a call with him. It's 1 a.m. his time. And we talked for like a half an hour, my fiance and I, just about the show and his thoughts. But he will help us take this show to a whole new level. But when you have, I mean, he's a self-made billionaire. He's the most caring, giving guy. He spoke at my first event. He, like, those people, you look at him, He's the way he is. He's a billionaire because he wants to help people.
Yep.
He wants to help people. And much respect.
What I have this hanging up where that the quote that always resonates with me most, and we talked a little bit about this before, is, you know, when we were younger and we didn't necessarily have money or the milestone, the accolades that we've maybe achieved to where we're at right now, it was, for me, a heavy driver was money. Like, that's, you know, money mm-hmm. was what I was chasing. And now, with the quote that Jeff said is, you know, don't chase money, chase excellence, because excellence is really what attracts money, right? And so, you know, I think about everything that, you know, people are doing nowadays is most people are just chasing survival. Most people are chasing mediocrity, and instead they should be chasing the excellence in whatever space it is that they're doing. And I've seen that in your work and what you do. And I'm curious, you know, when you were first starting out, do you feel like because you had some, and your story, by the way, I don't share mine all the time on the show, but it's eerily similar to yours, brother. So I'll leave it at that. But, you know, I feel like because I had those failures early on, my mentality for failing moving forward was like, I already fucked up enough. Like, what more fucking up just leads me to it's just the next milestone or stepping stone to getting me to that next aha or that next feedback point that I need to improve. But obviously you were self-aware enough to say, I don't want this, I want that. And you built up some discipline, some mindset. And I will say this, you might have the award for the coolest mentor, Mr. Cactus Jack, starting off first and foremost.
No, he's a great mentor, man.
Hands down, you got the coolest mentor name. But what was like the breakthrough? And obviously you saw Think and Grow Rich and you kind of had this, you know, abundance-based mentality, started surrounding yourself with the right people, started thinking and, you know, putting these things out into the world. But you had to execute big too. So what did your disciplines and your habits look like? What did you have to change in order to get on that path?
Yeah, so the biggest thing, and again, it goes back to Think and Grow Rich, but it's who you surround yourself with. I mean, I grew up in a small town, so a lot of people don't understand what I do. They're still like, how do you make money? Like, you're filming a show, and my grandma's like, how do you make money again? and they just don't understand that. And also, they like, you have the friends that'll joke and be like, oh, you're trying to save the world. But when you're around people that think really big, and when you're around like the Jeff Hoffmans or the Kevin Herringers, Cactus Jacks, they've achieved a lot. So they can give you insight and wisdom. And I can tell you, the wisdom they've given me has really helped me think bigger. And when you're around the positive atmosphere in those low points, like I remember one time, it was so low for me because it was actually after my fiance and I, we had broke up for a brief amount of time because I was working for the goals and the money and I lost focus on her. And I was in the lowest point of my life. I actually had to get out of my apartment. I ended up staying in some girl's like random spare bedroom. It was so hard for me and I felt like a fucking failure. And it made me, when you hit them low points, for one, there's nothing but going up. But also when you think about like thinking you're rich, they state that knowing that past people that had succeeded, they had huge failures and they overcame them. And for me, I'm just like, failure's not an option. I can't. And I knew that I had to keep putting the work. And what happens for most people I see is they don't see the track. And by the way, it always takes longer than you think. You know that. It always takes longer than what you think. But you just have to keep going. Whatever you think it takes, times it by 10.
Yeah.
You just have to keep going. And when you do put hard work in the right direction with focus and surrounding yourself with the right people and mentorship and having a expertise in a certain area, that expertise will lead you to many things. So one example, John Lee Dumas, he wanted to be the first guy to do a daily podcast show. He spent so much time on that. He hit the market. It took the first year, I don't know what he had in revenue. The second year it started picking up and now he's at like $250,000 a month to get in or whatever it is. But he hit it strong. He had that success. And then he used that to do the Freedom Journal, the Mastery Journal, and now other opportunities. So for me, crowdfunding was my thing. I'm like, I'm going to use crowdfunding as my platform, just like you use real estate, to my platform to get into these opportunities. So I used my expertise in crowdfunding to crowdfund my first event, to crowdfund my first reality show, to crowdfund my invention, to crowdfund to be in a movie and have an investment in it, to crowdfund now a deal where we're about to close on a $20 million a pre-sale ICO and do another 10 million where I'm an advisor of the company. Dude, we were just in Forbes, like with Richard Branson and Kevin Arrington and all Ashton Kutcher, who's from Iowa. And again, it's because I used an expertise, and that expertise applied to many things. And now I can use that. I internally crowdfund for our show, for other opportunities. And now video is my big thing. I still help people with raising money, but my focus is I love video and I love mentoring entrepreneurs to help them get through the bullshit I went through. And to long story short, to answer your question, the mindset changes. How bad do you want it? Be around the right people. Be committed. Write your goals out and know exactly what you want in life. And don't stop until you get it. And don't stop. The old saying we have, and one of my business partners now has been with me for 5 years. He's seen me from the beginning of Arctic Stick when it was idea to now where we're at with our companies. He gets and by the way, him believing in me, he gets a percentage of everything I do. He's a great mentor. The old saying, he says, just keep going. We say that all the time. Just keep going. He's actually the guy that helped me keep going through the tough times when I wanted to throw in the towel. So just keep going. Seriously. Yeah. If you really work hard, if you surround yourself with the right people and just keep going, you cannot fail. You will succeed.
Yeah. Especially to all the millennials that are out there and that are listening. We got time on our side, right? So if you make smart choices consistently, yeah, you're going to have bumps and bruises and cuts, and you could be 50. It doesn't really matter. But if you do something consistently enough over an extended period of time, the compound effect works in our favor, right? But it's when most people stop that they completely retract all of the ground that they've covered and they go back to square one. And that just drives me nuts because there's so many talented people that sell themselves short.
Well, you and I, look for example, we could lose everything tomorrow and we still have our knowledge, we still have our connections, and we still have our wisdom that could literally grow it back up in a short period of time because of that and because of our track record. So knowing we're in our 20s, like either 30s or in 40s, you could fail, lose it all, and come back. It was like Colonel, the chicken guy, KFC chicken.
He started like his 60s, right?
He failed, his wife left. Like he had the biggest failures. And it wasn't until like when he was 70 or 60s when he actually had huge success. I think it made him a billionaire. But again, he started out and he had so many failures. You know, they say through studies, our most creative and successful years are in our 40s, 40s to 50s. So actually, we're still like ahead of the game. I'm going to test that fucking statistic. but no, it's as we grow older, we get wisdom. And one, by the way, one other thing I want to share. I don't want to get too deep into the technical stuff. But so as young 20, you're married. I got a fiance. But human beings in their 20s or 30s, we're high, even successful people, we have a high sex drive, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like always like people that are going out and dating, you focus a lot of energy on that. One thing in the book, Thinking the Rich, is called sex transmutation. When you take your energy with all your sexual wants and activity and urges, and you turn that into creativity towards your goals, it completely changes. So if you can take that burning desire and that like energy that for one thing and focus it in towards your goals, it really can help you get a lot of work done. And even when you do that for failures, people that have huge losses, I think it was Ellen DeGeneres that her significant other died in a car accident right after they broke up. Most people could be like, oh, I'm going to sob and I'm going to have a bad life and use that bad energy to say, well, I couldn't do it because of that. No, she used it to fuel her to become more successful. Mm-hmm. So two things there. Use your setbacks and your things that happen to you to your advantage. And also for people younger out there, if you're out there and you have a high sex drive, try to focus that energy instead of like going out everywhere and doing the things you do, use that towards your goals. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds crazy, but when I learned how to do that and to transmutate basically my energy and also the love I have with my fiance towards what we're doing together, changed everything for me. Everything. And in the movie Thinking Rich Legacy, that is my part in the movie. I talk about the power of love and how it's influenced me to achieve great things, completely unlock the power of everything.
You know, that's a great point that you bring up, because what I think I always like to study and like just kind of peel back the layers of the onion and go, what is the root of this, right? And when I think about a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, all of it requires an insane amount of discipline, right? An insane amount of discipline. And obviously that can be built up, broken down with, you know, the environment, the people, the scenarios, positive or negative, right? And, you know, going back to the discipline to focus and niche down in one area, starting with your crowdfunding, I'm curious, was that your passion starting out, or was that just something that you saw an opportunity that you could build a discipline in, niche down, become the expert in, and then it would open up more doors, it would bring more opportunity?
A little bit of both. So my Arctic Stick at the beginning, when I first in college, like I thought I was going to run I bought out the family ice business, but I thought that was going to be my rest of my life. And then I did, I'd read the book Thinking Rich and went to Arctic Stick. And I thought, I'm going to take this product and I'm going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. And I thought the product was my passion. But the feedback I got and from what I learned, I realized I really liked helping people. Mm. I liked speaking. And also in the process of developing Arctic Stick, I was doing some modeling and like commercials. So that really got me to see, well, dude, I like being in front of the camera. I like creating marketing stuff. And so that kept transitioning my journey. I was learning. And then the crowdfunding side, I saw the opportunity and I did like to help people. And I used the ability that I like to help people. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to learn this and use this as my direction forward. I use crowdfunding for my way. So yes. So a little bit of both. One, I saw an opportunity. I saw a problem. I want to solve it. Two, I wanted to help people, but also I'm like, I'll run with this. We'll make it happen. And 2 years from now, we'll see where it goes.
That's awesome, dude.
And it worked. It worked. And now I use it. I'm glad I have this because what I said 3 years ago, I said crowdfunding will completely change the world because we've been crowdfunding for years. Like the last presidential election, no matter what year, whoever you wanted to win, Donald Trump had the best crowdfunding campaign in history. They raised money from the crowd. And I realized that if I could get this expertise, one day I could be a part of these huge boards to raise billions of dollars or whatever else because of my knowledge. Mm. And now I have that. And just because now 2 months ago, I joined this advisory board for ShipChain, and that my expertise is coming in. We'll raise $75 million in the next 2 years. So it's funny how things work, because now that I actually stated out loud, it's like, aha on me. 3 years ago when I said that, I said what I was going to do, and it happened in a way I would have never expected.
That's crazy, dude. I mean, it's not crazy. It's not by accident, obviously. And you,
it's crazy to think about it now. I'm like, holy shit.
Connecting all those dots. You earned your way into that opportunity. Like you said, the knowledge, the network, the wisdom, the experiences, yeah, all led you to that. And, you know, it's always interesting to see, you know, what's next, dude? So what is next for you? What are you focusing on, you know, this year? Because you got a lot of great stuff going on.
Yeah. So this is, and I've really been realizing what's next, because I've been doing a lot of things, and I this is a problem with entrepreneurs. We got so many things we want to do. I need to cut back. My focus next year is doing high-level masterminds, events, and focusing on video. I want to create the most video content out there that's good video content, that's entrepreneurship and motivation, inspiring, motivating, educating others. And I'll do that through the TV show we create next year, and also just the stuff we film. So like I film all my events, I film my masterminds, I film if I do a VIP day client, I film that. I film so much and I invest a lot of money in film. So next year's focus is the masterminds, the events, and the TV show we're doing, Success in the City. So my fiance and I, starting in 9 days, we're going to live in 12 cities in 12 months.
This is awesome.
Yeah, in every city we're finding an entrepreneur. And by the way, anybody listening, we still haven't picked all the cities or entrepreneurs. You can go to successinyourcity.com to apply. But we go to a city in each month. We help an entrepreneur, but also we work with the community. So one of the things we're doing, our first city is Scottsdale. The entrepreneur we're working with is Shea Hillenbrand. He used to play professional baseball for the Boston Red Sox, LA Dodgers. Great story. He made $20 million in 6 years. He lost it all, and now he's doing real estate, and he's doing speaking and stuff. So we're coming in to work with him to help him, well, speak and build his brand. But also what we're going to do is we're going to work with the Boys and Girls Club, and we're going to raise a bunch of money. So we have a big event we're going to do actually on January 18th, and we're hoping to raise a few hundred thousand dollars at the event, and we're filming this whole experience. So that's success. Define what success is to you. We're going to help go to each city, see what success is in their mind, help them succeed, raise awareness in the city. And by the end of the year, 12 cities, 12 months, 12 episodes, we'll take with Jeff Hoffman's guidance, Kevin Harrington's guidance. We'll probably, either mainstream it on like a I mean, I'd love a NBC or something like that, but Netflix is kind of what I'm looking at.
Nice.
I see the potential there. So Netflix is what I'm thinking, and just take it to a whole new level. So that's our focus next year. And long term, just so you know the goal. So here's how I think. My long term, 3 to 5 years from now, or maybe even sooner, every city we go to, we build influence. We build connections. I've already got a big network like yourself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to rally up all my wealthy friends, and we all put money into this fund and basically use my celebrity status, or whatever you want to call it, influencer status, to be able to attract more people to this cause. I want to put $50 to $100 million in a fund, and I want to go travel the country, and I want to go invest in entrepreneurs, put on the events and judge and do all this stuff, and find the next Uber, find the next Facebook, find the next just awesome technology, and turn that $100 million into, well, billions of dollars. And then along as I go and learn, I want to be able to create things that can make an impact. Everything I do is based on making an impact in the world, doing things I enjoy. And that's my long-term goal. Like, that's what I know I'm doing. So everything I do right now is focused in on towards that. And it's going to go in different directions. But that's the reason why I think video is the most powerful thing we have. For one, it builds up influence. Yeah. Two, the most powerful thing we have is storytelling. You look at the Bible, no matter what your religion is, it's been told for thousands of years as stories. Video tells stories. You see people, you get the emotional reaction, you hear. Through video, I can make an impact in others' lives, build up my influence, and be able to achieve the things I want in life.
You know, you kind of touched on that, because I was going to ask you, being that this is your space that you've kind of graduated on, not necessarily from crowdfunding, because you still have a heavy influence in that space as well, but you're doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down in video content. How important is that for people to wrap their head around, whether you're a millennial, whether you're a baby boomer, you know, Gen X, Gen Y, whatever it may be, how important is it, being in the world, the noisy world that we live in now, to adopt and master and embrace video in your brand, in your business moving forward?
Everything. It every day you delay video, you delay your success in other areas. I've been doing video now hardcore for a year and a half, 2 years. You look at Facebook, I mean, the cost per lead is getting higher and higher. And if you can dominate that market with video right now, it's like you're getting access to, well, it's like being on regular TV. I've been on live TV across the country, and I can tell you, I can get more sales from a Facebook Live than I can get from live TV, because people's eyeballs are on the Facebook pages. But if you can focus on video and creating that, because there's a lot of experts out there, by the way, that know a lot of stuff and probably know a lot more than me, but they're not the best at marketing themselves. Yeah. So for me, if you can show people what you're good at, and when I film, I'm filming me actually working with somebody. So I'm giving them a full video testimonial so they can see, like they're like, oh, what's it like working with you? Here, I'll send you this video. This is what it's like to work with Joe, who has a fitness product, or Emma, who has this whatever coaching program. Yep. And then they're like, oh, what's it like to be in your mastermind? Well, I filmed a whole episode on it. Here you go.
I love it.
So I use video as a way to build up a brand. So for you, anybody listening, look at Gary Vaynerchuk, what he does. He films everything because he knows the power of video. If you can create a lot of video content right now and show people what you do, show people you're the expert in the industry, they will go to you before the other person. Who are you going to go to? You're going to go with the guy with the show or the guy with no show? You're going to go with the guy with the book or the guy with no book? Go to the person with the credibility. Heck, we got a fucking magazine we do, and we influence, we put influencers in it. We highlight people. We send out to influencers, our clients. Again, more credibility builds up our brand. People go to us because we have the cool things. But video is everything. I'm telling you, anybody listening right now, just start. You got an iPhone. You can start with that. You can buy a Canon 70D eventually. Start somewhere and just create video content and master as you go. Now where we go, our last event, last week, we had 6 videographers there. We were editing along the way, a sound guy. We spent a lot of money on video, and every shoot I do, I mean, I couldn't even imagine. I'm going through the county and what we spent last year in video, but it's worth every penny. I'm telling you, it just takes one person. Think about this. You're creating video, and if you're doing a high-end content or an investor, let's say one investor that is going to think about throwing money in on your thing. Let's say you spend $100,000 in video next year, but one guy puts in $250,000 or $1 million because they saw your video, it's worth the investment. And from why I'm telling everybody to do videos, because I've made so much money from creating video content.
You know, it's interesting that you said a key word there that I think a lot of people don't look at it this way. You said investment, right? There is an ROI on that investment where most people go, oh, it's just going to cost me money, right? But if you were to reframe that thinking and go, how can I turn this investment into a return in whatever, you know, and obviously make sure it's aligned with your brand and your mission and your message that you want to get out there. But I love the fact that, dude, you're constantly going, how can I turn this investment into something way bigger? And obviously this is something that will stay out in the world forever, right? Like that, your content isn't going to get erased. It's not going to go away unless you do it. But at the end of the day, that is a trail that you're going to leave for the people that are following you and that want to connect with your brand, connect with your message, your mission, your business, whatever it is. And if you don't give them that opportunity, like you said, you and the next guy or gal, if you don't have that and they do, you're toast.
I mean, you look investment. You've invested in real estate and it's done well for you. I've invested in video. So what I've invested in, I haven't invested in the stock. I now have a very big investment in Shipchain for cryptocurrency. But my investment has been in relationships and also video. But relationships, for example, I threw a lot of money down on consulting. I threw a lot of money in masterminds. I threw a lot of money down on just at the beginning, I paid speakers a lot of money to come speak. But I invested in that relationship. That relationship paid itself back. So people have to look at, okay, if you're going to pay somebody a lot of money for coaching or pay somebody a lot of money for mastermind, you're investing with them. And that investment, if they're like what they say they are, like myself, like you're going to get a return. It might take 6 months. It might take 3 years. But what I've found out is the relationships I invested in, like my first mentor, Cax Jack Barringer, that led me to Kevin Harrington. And now Kevin and I work in multiple projects. So invest in relationships. That's my investment. Relationships and video, top two investments.
I love it, dude. I love it. And you said something there because I think, you know, relationships, video, like all of these things are leading you to a wealthier, you know, more abundant lifestyle. So I'm always curious to know, I always love to ask every single guest because everybody's got a different outlook or mindset on it, is what's your definition of wealth, brother?
Yeah, this is a good one. My definition of wealth is being fulfilled in all areas of your life. It's not only, this is crazy because the exact line I'm about to tell you is the exact line in the movie Think and Grow Rich. Success is not only love, it's being fulfilled in all areas of your life. And it's money, it's relationships, it's health, it's love, it's being complete. And how do you get that? Honestly, by giving. The more you give, and even when I had nothing, I still gave. Like, I'm always trying to find ways to help people. And I'll give you an example. In 2015, I had a guy, by the way, I don't suggest doing this because I think you're crazy. I called up a guy, I found a random crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo or his Kickstarter. And he was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I was going on TV. And the idea I had was to promote a local guy for his crowdfunding campaign. It was Jason Hanji making an album. And I called him up. I said, hey, I'm going to get you on TV. He's like, I don't think I'd make it. He thought I was joking. I'm like, no, seriously, man. Like, I have this lined up. We went on TV and got him full promotion. By the way, got him another segment. I didn't know this guy at all. And we got done. He's like, dude, why did you do that for me, man? Like, you don't even know me. I said, I saw your stuff. I believed in you. And I wanted to help you. Fast forward, it was about 6 months ago. I got in the mail, I'll never forget this. I got a handwritten note, said, thank you, Brandon, for all you do. You've inspired me and everything. He had his album, and on the back it said, thank you, Brandon T. Adams. Like, I will never forget that. And no, like, that moment, no money came from that, but that feeling is worth everything. So for me, wealth is being fulfilled in all areas of your life. Giving, money, your health, your relationships, love, all around. And if you're lacking one area, you're not going to be fulfilled. And a lot of people, the problem is, one more thing. So I when I was chasing the money nonstop, and I had my girlfriend at the time, who's my fiance, it was Arctic Stick days. And I was working so hard. I was on the road every week, and I didn't have much time for him. My mind, I'm thinking, I got to make more money. We'll be happier then. And I stopped focusing on her, and we lost. Like, we ended up breaking up. Well, she left my ass. I'll never forget the day when she moved out. This is like so vital. Like, I remember this moment. And everybody listening, please think about this. I was chasing the dollar. I had moved out. It was my first night alone in bed. And I was like, And by the way, that day I went on TV, I promoted a product I had. I launched Arctic Stick for the first time. I had a Pandora commercial going around. One of my buddies like, hey, I just saw you on Pandora ad working out. And all these things happened that I thought I wanted. I had them all, but I realized it was like a lesson for me. I had all the things I thought I wanted, but I didn't have the person I loved to share it with. And it was a lesson because I lost the person I really cared about. And that moment I realized I'm going to do whatever it takes to get her back. And I'm going to do the things that really matter in life. It took me 10 months, by the way, and it's probably the hardest thing I ever did. I got her back and now we're going to get married. But don't chase the money. Chase the things you love and don't forget about the people around you, because at the end of the day, you can lose it all. Yeah. Your family, your friends, and your loved ones are the ones that really matter.
Yeah, dude, that's such a powerful, you know, message, you know, because I completely believe that is you could strip every, you know, physical accolade, material possession, anything away from me. As long as I got the people that I love around me, I'm not losing anything, you know.
Amen to that.
So, dude, you are a complete badass, brother. We could talk for a few more hours. I know that, which we will get a chance to do that in person sometimes.
Yes.
But I just want to truly share my gratitude with you, man, for not only what you're doing in your space and your community, for pouring into the Millionaire Mindcast listeners and, you know, all the people that you continue to impact around the globe and the world. Dude, I am excited to continue following what you're up to and to participate, support, whatever you need, brother. It's been a great honor. So for those that want to just follow what you're up to, see what you got going on, all the cool stuff, obviously we'll post all the, you know, the links in the show notes and everything like that. But what's the best platform or place for them to connect with you on?
Yeah, if you want to listen to my podcast and just all the material we have, you can go to livetogrind.com. I love to live to grind. I work literally on my business all the time and master my craft. And then if anybody listening wants me to come to their city and feature them on my TV show, you can apply at successinyourcity.com.
I love it, dude. Brandon T. Adams, it's a pleasure, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, man.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, I was tapping into my inner Matthew McConaughey there. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode with Mr. Brandon T. Adams. The dude is an absolute beast. I think you can agree, right? After hearing him talk, the guy is just, he's like the Energizer Bunny. He just never stops. And he's so focused now and he's got so much clarity on who he's serving and what he's doing that you can see why, you know, his content and the stuff that he's creating is being so well received because he knows exactly who he's delivering it to. And I just really enjoyed our conversation around that today, being that I'm doing more video. A lot of the entrepreneurs and a lot of the smart business owners that I'm seeing are adopting more video. And even if it makes you uncomfortable, that is all the more reason to go and do it, right? I used to be scared, you know, shitless of getting up on stage and speaking. I used to be scared of, you know, doing a lot of the things that I now consider second nature. And that's just part of the fear. Obviously, you know, the butterflies are still there, but I'm just a whole lot better in getting them to fly in formation. And that's been the evolution with video and just getting in front of a camera and speaking up on stage and doing more of this. But you got to start somewhere, right? You got to get to that starting block and you got to get out of the starting block. Even if you're slower, you're still at the starting block where most people are still sitting in the stands or you're not even in the stadium, right? So the fact that you're in this conversation, you're one step ahead. Now I urge you to maybe take something from today's episode, you know, a strategy, a challenge, whatever it may be, and apply it. And I'm always curious to know what your favorite takeaway was from this interview. So if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to post that in the comment section below. I'm sure Brandon's going to be reading those as well. And if you are, you know, watching this or listening to this on, you know, one of the many platforms that we're syndicated on, feel free to, you know, come over, check it out on YouTube. It's always nice to see who we're talking to face to face, right? Hear their emotions, their facial expressions, all that good stuff. And we had some fun today. So if you head over to Matt Aitchison on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. You'll get all of the millionaire interviews that are getting released every single week on Mondays, as well as all the other entrepreneurial tutorials, you know, business content, lifestyle content, vlogs, real estate investing, you name it, anything to help you create more wealth in the space that it is that you're looking to create wealth in, whether it's financial wealth, whether it's relational wealth, whether it's health wealth, right? All these different categories. make up a different definition for everybody and what their definition of wealth is. Come check it out. So subscribe on YouTube. If you're not listening to the podcast and you want to, you know, get more of these notifications when we are releasing new content, I would love for you to subscribe. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes. That's how we continue to get more likes, eyes, and ears, and, you know, expand the conversation for more people to have access to this stuff. And the only way we do it is through you guys, our amazing listeners, our amazing community. And that's how the brand and the podcast and the community continues to grow. Be sure to check out the links and all the resources mentioned in the show notes below if you're checking this out on YouTube, as well as on the website, mattacheson.com or millionairemindcast.com. That'll take you over to all of the different show note pages that we have available. And, you know, overall, just want to invite you to come and join the community. Obviously, it's a free community on Facebook, Millionaire in the Making, but to continue having these conversations, we want to turn the volume up on these kind of conversations instead of all the other crap and, you know, negativity and just darkness that's out there. Let's expand, let's shed more light on this kind of content, more people like Brandon and all the other guests that we have, and we can do that by continuing the conversation. Obviously, starting in the Millionaire in the Making Facebook group, just search it on Facebook and we'll be sure to add you in there. But also in your household, in your families, in your communities, in your businesses, right? So the more the merrier, bring it on over. And with that being said, that wraps up this week for the Millionaire Mindcast. As always, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.